Dennis, planning and zoning, I'll turn it over to you.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Sent you out two different projects here in your packets. First one that we're going to look at is a request to vacate some lots out of a large tract development. And generally with dealing with these 35-acre lots, they're generally done by meets and bounds descriptions. On this plat, when it was done as a large tract development, the commissioners approved it and therefore signed off on the plats. And these large tracts were described then legally as tract one, tract two, tract three of that development. So in order to get these lands vacated from that and create one parcel out of the two, we need to bring it back in front of you since it had been decided on.
To vacate the lots.
To vacate the lots.
Okay.
Some of this, the reason that this has come about is the Pinecone LLC, which is Ross Hawker, owns these two lots, and there's three lots within the New Fork Meadows subdivision. The airport board had come to him and asked for some additional ground for putting in the lights and safety equipment and whatnot, and he sold them basically 10 acres out of the tract one. So we went from a 35-acre plus large tract to a 25-acre tract. With that, basically on this river bottom stuff, he's using this for pasture, grazing, and whatnot. And with that tract falling under the 35 acres, then he does no longer qualify for any of the ag exemptions, etc.
Gotcha.
So what he would like to do then is to vacate these two tracts and create one parcel out of it.
Okay.
The third, there's only three tracts in that. The third property owner has agreed to, which is this tract here, tract three. That property owner, have an affidavit here that I think included in those packets, has agreed to allow these other two tracts to be vacated.
Okay.
So.
Is there any other? Should all stay the same?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there any what?
Any other neighbors that need to weigh in on that?
No.
Okay.
Going with the vacation language, looking through everything, it's just the subdivision itself has to agree on things.
Okay.
The easements, right-of-ways, etc., to any of the lots or through the lots will not. They'll all stay in place.
Okay.
None of that stuff's lost.
Okay. Excellent. Any questions for Dennis?
Where's the airport on that, the runway? You can see it's to the
back
right,
right here.
Right there. Oh, okay.
So they put in some new lighting system right down here at the end. I think there's three that go across here.
That was three. The 10 acres that was sold previously?
Yes.
Okay.
It comes right out of this top site here. Okay. A little bit out of this corner.
Okay.
Very good. So basically extended their safety zone and widened it.
Sure. You bet.
Dennis, okay. You may not be able to answer this question, but Mr. Chairman, you might. Have we ever done this before?
Vacated.
Something like vacated to just decide to do it in a different way.
Yes, we have. There's state statute on this, and vacation of lots, large tract developments we have done. Mm-hmm. There's been several of those in the past. Or you would vacate one or two lots and reconfigure. Generally, it's a reconfiguration mm-hmm. within a subdivision, but just because it larger subdivisions, it takes a lot of signatures and everybody to agree to
right.
totally vacate
right.
something.
This one, so there's only one.
Correct.
Okay. So if they decided to come back 5 years from now and want to subdivide that whole thing, there would only be one signature that they would have to talk to see if it would be all right.
Then they no. Then it would just be just a parcel. They would be able to subdivide
okay.
that later on.
But right. They couldn't put 50 home sites in there or whatever. If they chose to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you have a comment?
Just for clarity, they're vacating these lots. One of them is 25 acres and the other is 35?
Yes. So this lot here is now, it was originally 35
right,
acres and it's 25 acres. This one here is 36 acres. And what we would do, he owns both of those. Mm-hmm. So we would vacate them both. the new legal description would have a meets and bounds description around the outside, and it would just become one 57-acre parcel.
Would it change the zoning?
Right. Thus, you'd be able to would he be able to have the ag exemptions?
Yes. Yes. It'd be above 35 acres.
Yeah. Okay. That's smart. Yeah. I understand why you're doing that.
Well, the taxes went from $100 a year to $900.
Yep.
On that parcel.
Yep, I bet it did. After you sold the 10 to the airport.
After I sold it to the airport.
Yeah, yeah, sounds right. Any other questions for Dennis? I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion we vacate lots 1 and 2 from the New Fork Meadows Large Tract.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we grant the request for the lot vacation as presented. Tracts 1 and Tract 2 of New Fork Meadows Large Trace Development as presented. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
You're back in business, Ross.
And I will get resolution and whatnot drawn up, and so that will be your guys' first meeting next month.
Make sure you change the name on that.
Okay.
No. You can do. Hmm? It's got to be my name, so I'll have to stop and sign it, I guess, sometime.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll get that put together sooner than later.
That'd be a good idea.
You're okay. Not done yet.
Yeah. Things have a tendency to carry over.
Yes, they do.
We know how to find you. So.
Okay.
All right. Our second application here was what I had brought up and mentioned to you earlier on, is a request for an easement across some of the county property in order to access a bottom portion of lot 4, I believe. Yes, lot 4 of the Orchard Hills subdivision. This request is coming through the Planning and Zoning Office from Michael and Susan Lavoie, and they're requesting said road easement from the county. And I know I've talked to a couple of you about this and such, and originally in the Orchard Hills subdivision, Unit 2, Greenwood Street, let me turn this on, sorry, it's not showing up, Greenwood Street here, okay, so this is just above Lake Street, mm-hmm. So it's just as you come down off the hill, right before you go across the bridge there. Originally, the county property and the Orchard Hills subdivision, Unit 2, was all owned and developed by the same person. Then the ditch easement and riding bridle path and stuff, that area then was dedicated to the county a little bit later on, so the county now owns all of those easements up and around through there. This is lot 4 that we're talking about right here that Lavoie's own. And there's a very small building envelope up here. Basically, it sets right here. By the time you get the 25-foot offset, it leaves a very small building envelope here before this drops down off the hill. There is somewhat of a flatter area down here, but it's basically inaccessible from the top. So what he is asking for is an easement to extend from East Greenwood, or from Greenwood Street here, over to this just past the corner of the lot, so that he could access into the bottom side of this, have access down here. He has had Skylar Wilson survey this and laid out the description and stuff for the easement on the lot, or the easement across some of the county property there. He has not done any type of road design or engineering that way to know what it would take to extend this here. There's a kind of a sloped area right in here. This really slopes off and drops into the creek. This would take some work and needs some design work if this was to go forward, but. Other than that, I don't have a whole lot of information.
Okay. Questions for Dennis, gentlemen?
Is the black line the easement that goes, there's the white line, which is the end of, is it Greenwood Street?
Yes.
Okay, see so that black line that you have?
The black there? Line is the property lines.
Okay. Line. All right, very good.
This dotted line here is the an easement line on Greenwood Street.
Okay.
And then the black lines are property lines.
So, but what I'm saying about the, okay, so to the left of that black line is the county easement.
This here?
Yes.
This right is there. County property, yes.
Okay. No, but I mean the, well, on that cul-de-sac, the bottom side of the cul-de-sac, mm-hmm. you can scoot up a little bit, for, right there. Is that within the county easement?
That, no, that is the end of the easement of Greenwood Street.
Okay.
Which does county property into the county property. County's property.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. That was set up originally on the original plat, so it was a platted street originally.
Why didn't the person that did this originally, when they, before anybody had built there, why didn't they extend that road all the way to the very last lot, even if no one was going to build it on it?
Because I believe that these three lots, they figured they had access off of Orchard Drive.
Okay.
So on our picture, there's a rectangular-shaped gray area. Is that the...
That is the about where the proposed easement
proposed
is.
Proposed easement is.
Yes.
Yeah, right where he's...
Right here. Mm-hmm.
Right there is where that sits.
Can you put the lot line for... their property on that? Can you click on that? Yes, there you go. Thank you. So what is the distance from the end of the easement? Well, that cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
Right there, from there to that corner, yes.
That corner there is 54 feet.
Okay.
54 and a half.
And they're looking at halfway through that other...
Yeah, and then an additional 30 feet.
So they're looking at 80 some feet.
Correct.
In length, how much in width?
20 feet in width.
20 feet in width. Now, how far to the bank of the ditch? That's pretty close, isn't it?
Yeah. So if you go from that corner there, so 20 feet gets you there, the bank is only 40 feet.
40 feet.
And there's a decent slope in there, but as you can see here too, how this road has been made and has this area has been pushed out for kind of a little turnaround area in there. The fill slope where that is comes basically right to the bottom edge of the ditch. Or the top edge of the ditch, excuse me.
Carry on. Gentlemen, more questions, comments.
Dennis, what is the issue? It appears there's an issue with a neighboring property owner. That's what we need to be clear on that.
The neighboring property owner is Kathy Lee. She's here. These three or four properties that are down here, right here, have basically been the only properties ever accessed off of Greenwood Street. So although this is a subdivision road, it's basically a private drive just because, you know, these lots are owned by the same property owners. I think some of the, you know, it's been developed basically as a dead-end street previously, with this cul-de-sac area kind of getting, I don't know, enlarged, pushed out or whatever, to where all of this, you know, just serves these last two lots of hers. There's this bank down here in the bottom
It's definitely got some drainage issues and stuff. It looks fairly stable. I'm sure, you know, some engineering or whatever, a road and whatnot could be built in there. But it, you know, it's going to create extra traffic and stuff along that Greenwood Street. Greenwood Street then originally was dedicated to the owners of lots within that subdivision, but.
Yep. More questions for Dennis before I talk to the public?
Are the LaVoys here?
Well, that's,
they are not.
I'm getting ready to
see
if there's any comment from the public here, so I want to make sure we've got our questions answered. Go ahead.
So, why did this go to zoning and planning, and why is it coming to us?
It did not go to planning and zoning. That recommendation that was on the last page come from me, from my office. So this did not go to planning and zoning. I think it would come directly to you guys because it is asking for
an easement
directly
issue
from the county.
Yeah.
It's not a,
yeah, it's not a change of boundary or anything.
The request is coming from you. I mean, you made a statement at the beginning, the request from planning and zoning?
Request from the LaVoys. It has come through the planning and zoning.
Okay.
But it didn't go to the board?
No, it did not.
We went and looked at this, and my question is there's a swale in there, and nothing's level. Are they, you know, I'm not sure where they want to build their home in there. I don't know how they can. But that being said, if you took a 45-degree angle and went from that corner right there and went straight up, now, you take away, it looks to me like, the problem with the Highland Ditch. I'm not sure. I have no idea. I'm not an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
What they're needing is the easement from the cul-de-sac to that lot line.
Well, right.
But that's not what it's requesting.
Yes.
They're requesting a little bit more on the back, on the bottom end.
On the bottom end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went and looked at this very carefully. The request is to extend a 20-foot easement from here to here. So that being said, the other issues all outlined. This area from here to here is sketchy at best to build a road through. This here is already a wetland that's sloughed, not recently, but sloughed in the past from springs in this area. They get to drive an equipment and building the road and create an encroaching on the ditch. My concern is if it sloughs, that's going to make the county liable for okaying this easement. And then if the ditch washes out, we all realize what a disaster that's going to be. So my concern is from here to here is not a wise choice to build on from my perspective.
Okay.
It's possible, but it would involve some engineering. A lot. There's no way I'm signing off, at least in my opinion, until it's been engineered and we see what they want. But the distance from here to here is 20 feet for a road top. The slope is going to extend easily another 20 feet just to get the road top established.
I gotcha.
So when Dennis said this was what, 30 some feet from here?
Yeah, 40.
You're going to use every bit of that, and then you're also disturbing all the riparian area, which is going to make that even more inclined to slough.
Okay.
That's my two cents.
Okay. More comments, gentlemen, before we go to the public.
If they were to build a road, it would be at their expense. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Any other comments, questions? If there's anyone from the public that would like to speak to this issue, entertain that now. If you'll just stand and introduce yourself for the recorder.
I'm Kathy Lee, and I'm the one that owns the lots that you're looking at with the red roof in my home. I purchased that land over 22 or 3 years ago, and I have spent, to say the least, thousands and thousands of dollars on that road. It was nothing but a mud hole and a mud bog. And I finally had some work done on it, gravel hauled in, and I blacktopped the entire road from the turn from Lake Road clear up around the cul-de-sac. And of course, the blacktop you put down for that isn't as thick as commercial use. So the use of it right now with just myself is minimal. And I have spent a tremendous amount of money on landscape, all that dotted line you see around, which of course is on county access, but it's all landscape trees that I planted 10, 12 years ago with an irrigation system. Not in mind with the idea that anybody would access that rock pile next to me that way, because they had access at the top. And I did at one point offer to buy that lot, and he stuck some outrageous price on it. And I said, well, I just didn't need it. And my garage, was about a $50,000 investment, which is, if you go around that cul-de-sac, you're about 10 feet from my door of my garage. And to get heavy equipment in there to do any kind of road work, I have an arch that crosses the road right by my house, and that would all have to come out. And not to say what it would do to the asphalt. The road was in when I bought the land, and I've not change the road direction or the location of it. And my house is about one of my corners of my house is 10 feet from that road, which would mean I would have traffic going in and out 10 feet from my doorstep if somebody were to live there, not to say what they would do to bring heavy equipment in there. And I did speak to a contractor, and he said a track hoe would probably be necessary, but that isn't even possible to get it in there and turn it around without getting on all my property. And he said he'd probably have to come in from the top and do it. But with the amount of money I've spent, and it isn't my property. I mean, I've done it to improve the look of my property, and it's a wonderful place to live, but the value of my property would be shot if they were to put a road in there and somebody had access to go right past my front door. The hole that he wants to put that road in amazes me anyway, because it is all slough. There's just a big hole there. And I don't know anything about the Lee Ditch, and it's not my business, but I can't even see how anybody could go in there without bringing a lot of equipment and a lot of dirt fill and stuff to do it. But anyway, it's my home, and I'm proud of it, but this is really hard for me.
Yeah. Thank you, Ms. Lee. Appreciate it. Anybody else from public like to speak to this topic? Go ahead and stand and introduce yourself, please.
My name is Mike Soroganis, and I own the lot that's right there, that one there.
That one.
And also the house and the lot above that one.
Oh, okay.
I just don't see how Kathy, I mean, her house is so close there. I mean, it would be, you'd have an easement right past her front door. I mean, it would be, like, terrible. As far as it doesn't affect me that much, but, you know, it does, because I own that lot right there. It would be extra traffic and all that kind of thing. And it's really, like you were saying, it's basically a private drive both ways.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
Okay.
And I'm also a contractor, and I would think you could still build off the top. You might have to build a different kind of house, but you could have to, like, overhang the steepness of the hill. And, like, I just don't see how they could get access to get turned to get into a house right there.
Sure.
So that's my...
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Soroganis. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Anybody else from the public would like to speak on this topic? Gentlemen, do you have any more discussion here? Go ahead.
I'd just like to state that the legal access currently is up on top.
For this lot, yes.
And that was the way it was intended in the beginning.
And that's the way it's been platted.
platted. That's the way it's been platted, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Further discussion, gentlemen? And I will entertain a motion.
I make a motion. We deny the request by the Lovejoys.
I'll second it.
It has been moved and seconded that we deny the request for additional road easement as presented. Any further discussion, gentlemen?
I wish they were here. That's all I can say.
Would like to hear from them.
Yes.
Sure. Go ahead.
Based on my second, on a large part on what Commissioner Noble had to say in terms of his evaluation, that is his area of expertise, certainly not mine. And I think the comments he made raises a level of concern in moving forward with the engineering. And so I would be contented to say deny it at this time.
Okay. Commissioner Bowsman.
Dennis, could you add anything to the north end of that lot as to the buildability? If that was the original intent.
If that was original, from 1979 when this was platted, the setbacks and stuff were not as restrictive. Uh-huh. Now, right now, with a 25-foot setback, that gets you basically to there. Before you drop off the hill is only another 35, 40 feet maybe. So if at anything, we've got an extra 10 feet or so going to the road. If there was some allowances made for our setback up there, that would give a larger building envelope on top.
They could petition for a variance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We do that?
What's
yes.
that?
We do that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We've heard petitions for variances. That'd make one heck of a walkout basement, wouldn't it?
It would.
Actually, if you come this way, another 100 feet, the walkout basement.
Woohoo!
Would be nice.
All right. Any further discussion, gentlemen? There's a motion on the table in a second.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to clarify my vote on this will be on where I think the best building envelope is, not to protect somebody's property value because they put stuff in a county easement. That's the wrong reason for us to do something. With that said, it's also the wrong place to try to build a house. So,
okay. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
All righty. Thank you very
okay.
much, gentlemen.
Thanks, Dennis. Do you have anything else for us?
I do not at this time.
Great.
At this time.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. You're filling right in, Dennis.
What's that?
You're filling right in at this time.
Yeah.
At this time.
At this time. I'll think of something later for you.
That's part of my poem.
At this time.
At this time.
I make a motion to move into executive session for Wyoming Statute 16-4-405A3 and 16-4-405A2.
It has been moved,
second,
and seconded that we go into executive session pursuant to State Statutes 16-4-405A2 and 3 to discuss personnel and litigation.
Sorry.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Motion carried.
I sure hope I'm none of this discussion.
Yeah.
By the way, some lefty rolled this thing up at one time.
I'll see how they
are. Yeah.
And it sure wasn't a team roper then, was it?
No.
Yeah.
He knows things are like coiling.
Well, the issue wasn't
she was building a county. The issue was.